What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 28th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ChipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. Be sure to use the code Osmo to receive a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. We have 11 NBA games tonight, a lot of injury news that's going to change everything that I'm about to talk about. But be sure to tune in to the deeper dive and live before lock for the 2 hours leading up until tip. For now, we're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options on FanDuel as things currently stand. Coming in at number five, Robert Williams is projected for 9% ownership with a 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He has power forward and center eligibility, which is really nice because power forward is a relatively weak position tonight compared to center and a couple other positions. So the opportunity cost is a little bit lower and the upside that Robert Williams gives you is a little bit more valuable. His style of play is beneficial for FanDuel as well. He's someone that picks up a lot of steals, picks up a lot of blocks, gives you a very high ceiling at only 9% ownership. Number four, Mo Bamba, only $4,800 at center, 9% projected ownership, 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Like I was saying before, the opportunity cost for center-only players is very high tonight, but if you're going to go to a low-owned one and try and be contrarian at the position, it's important to find somebody that has legitimate upside, and Mo Bamba is a guy like that. He offers substantial block upside. He's likely to play 26 to 28 minutes tonight in a good spot against the Pistons. He's a very good point-per-minute producer, and he's a little bit underpriced for his ceiling here. Number three, Bobby Portis, power forward and center eligible, projected for 10% ownership with a 14% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He is only $6,300 as well. Pretty unappealing matchup tonight against the Knicks, who are a very slow team. They defend relatively well, but the Bucks still have a 113 implied total here. Portis is likely to give you 30 to 32 minutes, and he averages over a fantasy point per minute this season. Number two, Trae Young, projected for 13% ownership with a 16% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's only $9,100 on FanDuel, also only point guard eligible, which means he comes with significant opportunity cost. But this is someone capable of just absolutely lighting it up against anybody. Not the most favorable matchup tonight against the Boston Celtics, but again, Young just capable of getting it done regardless of matchup, has a very high assist upside, has tons of scoring potential, and not getting much ownership despite a reduced price tag. Number one, Hassan Whiteside, $6,500 center, currently projected for 16% ownership with a 21% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Whiteside is a pretty typical boom or bust player. You're not getting a really high usage guy, but you're getting someone that gets a lot of offensive rebounds, a lot of putbacks. He's averaged about 1.2 fantasy points per minute this season. He's averaging over 30 minutes per game in his starts this year. He played 34 minutes last game. He played 32 the game before that. Not the most appealing matchup tonight against a solid Phoenix, or sorry, against a solid Memphis team, rather, dealing with Steven Adams. But still, a 110 implied total for Utah, and Whiteside's likely to be on the floor for 30-plus minutes again. So to recap, the top five tournament options on FanDuel as things stand right now. Number five, Robert Williams. Number four, Mo Bamba. Number three, Bobby Portis. Number two, Trae Young. And number one, Hassan Whiteside.